بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we reached verse 123. قال الله عز وجل واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون. And fear the day when no person shall avail another, nor shall compensation be accepted from him, nor shall intercession be of use to him, nor shall be helped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the children of Israel, reminding them to fear the day when no person shall avail another. So, the preference that Allah gave to your forefathers above the creation of their own times, in their times, is not going to avail you. So don't say, we have chosen fathers preferred over mankind of their times, and because of that we will be saved from the fire of hell or from the torment on that day. Don't say that, because there will be no person shall avail another on that day, nor shall compensation be accepted from him. No compensation for the punishment that will be inflicted upon him, or to ransom himself, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear here. He also said, nor shall intercession be of use to him. And the meaning of intercession is to put oneself as a mediator for another, helping him to repel a harm or to bring forth a benefit. And it is called shafa'a because the one who is ash-shafi', the interceding, if he is added to the one to whom the intercession or on whose behalf the intercession is made, they will become pair instead of being himself odd. This is the meaning of shafa'a. And the shafa'a concerning the people of the fire of hell is to be, is of the form to repel harm, interceding for them to be saved from it, taken out from it. And the intercession for the people of paradise is to enter paradise, and thus it will be to bring forth a benefit. Concerning these, the children of Israel, nor shall intercession be of use to them. And we know that on the day of resurrection, the intercession will not avail anyone except whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits to intercede, and whose word is acceptable to Allah. Whose word is acceptable to Allah. So those who are entitled for the intercession, they will benefit from it. And the intercession on the day of resurrection is of two types: a general one and a particular one. The particular one is restricted to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is the great intercession, rather the greatest. None of the prophets, except they will decline to ask Allah for intercession until it comes to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On that day, people, you know, will be in hardship and difficulty awaiting for the judgment. So that's why they come to the prophets. They come to Prophet Adam asking him to intercede, and he excuses himself from that, and then they go to Noah, then to Ibrahim, then to Musa, then to Isa, Jesus, until it ends with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he goes and asks Allah for intercession, and Allah will allow him to intercede. And this intercession is particular to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And another type of the intercession is the general one, and it comprises the Prophet and other than the Prophet from the believers, from the angels or mankind. And from the intercession of the believers is that which they perform at the time of the funeral prayer. When they make the funeral prayer and they make dua to Allah, in that there is intercession, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made clear in the hadith, no Muslim dies such that 40 men stand performing the funeral prayer upon him, committing no shirk with Allah, except that Allah accepts them as intercessors for him, or for the deceased. And from this we know, therefore, from this verse we know that there is no hope for the mushriks or for the Jews to receive such intercession if they die on their creeds of kufr and disbelief. And the idol worshippers, their idols also will not come to intercede on their behalf, on behalf of them, on the day of resurrection. Contrary to what they think of them. You know what they said about them? They said, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفًا. 39. That's what they thought of them. And that's why they worship them. And this is from their claiming that they will draw them nearer to Allah. That's what they said. We worship them only that they may bring us near to Allah. And as Allah made clear about them in Surah Yunus in chapter 10, verse 18, ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. And they will say that these, meaning those that they worshipped besides Allah, they claim that these are our intercessors with Allah. And they worship besides Allah things that hurt them not nor profit them. And they say, هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. These are our intercessors with Allah. Say, do you inform Allah of that which He knows not in the heavens and on the earth? Glorified and exalted is Allah, all that which they associate as partners, above all that which they associate as partners with Him. So, intercession will not avail except the one whom Allah permits and whose word is acceptable to Allah. Listen to this condition in Surah Taha 20, verse 109. يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا. On that day, no intercession shall avail except the one for whom the Most Beneficent Allah has given permission and whose word is acceptable to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will have no intercession, and also وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, and they are not going to be helped on the day of resurrection. The benefits of this verse, number one, affirming the day of resurrection. Affirming the day of the resurrection. And that this is a very difficult day, that people should act to protect themselves from that day and be watchful. And this can be attained through the compliance to the message of Islam. Secondly, on that day no soul shall avail another, not the father, no father, no mother shall avail their children, their offspring, and the opposite is true. قال الله تعالى in Surah Luqman chapter 31 and verse 33, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يزي واخشوا يوما لا يزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا. O mankind, be afraid of your Lord by keeping your duty to him and avoiding all evil. This is the way of safety for man. And fear a day when no father shall avail aught for his son, nor a son avail aught for his father. Verily the promise of Allah is true, and let not then this worldly present life deceive you, nor let the chief deceiver Satan deceive you about Allah. And from the benefits of this verse is the one who deserves the punishment on that day, no compensation, no ransom will be accepted from him. In fact, we read in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:36, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لو أن لهم ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه ليفتدوا من عذاب يوم القيامة ما تقبل منهم. إن الذين كفروا لو أن لهم, verily those who disbelieve, if they had all that is in the earth and as much again therewith to ransom themselves thereby from the torment on the day of resurrection, it would never be accepted of them, and theirs would be a painful torment. And from these verses we know the benefit that the origin of intercession is affirmed on that day. Because Allah said, لا تنفعها شفاعة, no intercession will avail. And we know that it is affirmed from the discussion that preceded, that the Prophet ﷺ will be given the intercession. And he will intercede for the people on the gathering, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the judgment. And also he, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, will intercede for the Muslims who committed major sins in this life, that they be saved from the fire of hell. And also for those who, from the Muslims who may be punished in the fire of hell, to Allah, he will intercede with Allah to bring them out from the fire of hell. And the fifth benefit is that the kafirs, they will not benefit from the intercession, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear in Surah Al-Muddathir, verse 48, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. So no intercession of intercessors will be of any use to them, meaning to the kafirs, to the disbelievers. And from the benefits, and this is at the end of the statement of Allah, وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, nor they shall be helped, meaning no one will help another to save him from the punishment of Allah. Allah, if he deserves that. This brings the end of this verse, and then we go inshallah to the next verse, verse 124. قال الله تعالى وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. And remember when the Lord of Ibrahim, Allah, the Lord of Ibrahim, of Abraham, tried him, tested him with certain commands, with kalimat, with certain commands, which he fulfilled. He said to him, verily I am going to make you a leader, prophet of mankind. Ibrahim said, and of my offspring to make leaders. Allah said, my covenant, my prophethood, etc., includes not of zalimin, the wrongdoers. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us of the testing and the trial which he subjected Ibrahim to, tested him with. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is the son of Azar, is the son, his father is Azar, and he is the beloved to the most beneficent, the beloved friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells him, or Allah tells here, that he tested him bikalimat, kalimat, commands. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ, meaning remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember and let people also comprehend this amazing story which tells of the merits of Ibrahim, of Abraham alayhi salam. Allah tested him with these kalimat. Ibrahim, look how Allah added his name to himself when he said, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. So he annexed his name to the lordship when he said رَبُّهُ, meaning his Lord. And this refers to the lordship of Allah. And he added Ibrahim to that description, to that quality of lordship. This tells that this is a particular lordship. This is a particular lordship, because lordship is of two types, general and particular one. Here, the name Ibrahim is added to the Lord, Rabbuhu. So this is particular. In a similar way, we know that slavery to Allah is also general and particular. Take, for example, an example on the general lordship of Allah in Surah Al-A'raf 7:121. آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, concerning the magicians of the Pharaoh when they accepted Iman, faith in Allah, and rejected the Pharaoh, they said, we believe in the Lord of Al-Alameen, the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. This is the comprehensive and general lordship, rububiyyah of Allah. Comprehensive. No one can escape this. Meaning Allah is their creator, the one who runs their affairs. To him belongs the kingdom. This is a general one. This verse, we believe in the Lord of Al-Alameen, mankind, jinns, and all that exist. Take an example on the particular lordship in the same verses. It came or in Surah Ash-Shu'ara rather, in Surah Ash-Shu'ara 26:48, Rabbi Musa wa Harun. رب موسى وهارون. The Lord of Musa and Harun. This is a particular lordship. This is a particular lordship. This is rububiyya khassa. Particular rububiyya, particular lordship. And Allah added Musa and Harun to himself as the Lord again because of its particular. And there is no doubt that the lordship of Allah to his messenger, especially the messengers of steadfastness, Noah, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, is the most particular of lordships. Is the most particular of lordships. أَخَصُّ الرَّبُوبِيَّةِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ابتلى إبراهيم بكلمات. He tested Ibrahim by literally كلمات. What are these كلمات? كلمات. So these are universal and legal commands, or both. The most correct of the sayings of the scholars regarding these words, these kalimat, these commands, is everything that it comprises, everything which he legally commanded Ibrahim with or by, or preordained upon him universally, qadara. So it comprises what he commanded him legally, his legal command, or the universal or legal commands, and these are kalimat, these are commands. Take for example, he was tested by the command to sacrifice his son, and he complied. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted that trial when Ibrahim and his son Ismail surrendered to the command of Allah. This is from the al-kalimat al-shar'iyya. This is from the legal commands. This is from the legal commands. And this is imtihan, a trial and a test, from the greatest type of tests. Take also another type of command which Allah tested him with. The fire was set the fire was set in and blazed in order to burn Ibrahim in the fire. His people who rejected him wanted to put him in the fire. Not only that, they in fact put him in. And this is from the universal command of Allah, pre-decreed upon him that he will be tested with this. And he persevered. And he hoped for the reward from Allah. And Allah saved him from it. وقال الله تعالى then, يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما من على إبراهيم. يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. Allah said, O fire, be you coolness and safety for Ibrahim. And it became cool and safe. And everything that Allah pre-decrees, such that it demands perseverance and patience, or that He commands, then this falls under the term kalimat, commands. Think of their story. In Surah As-Saffat, Ibrahim and his son, the greatest trial. Let's have them verse by verse, inshallah. 37. 99 to 106. Allah said, about Ibrahim, وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. And he said, after his rescue from the fire, verily I am going to my Lord, he will guide me. رَبِّي هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O my Lord, grant me offspring from the righteous. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. So we gave him the glad tidings of a forbearing boy. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. And when his son was old enough to walk with him, look at the trial, when he was old enough to walk with him, attachment, friendship, you name it. He said, O my son, I have seen in a dream that I am slaughtering you, offering you in sacrifice to Allah. So look what you think. إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. He said, O my father, do that which you are commanded. إن شاء الله, if Allah wills, you shall find me of the patient ones, the persevering ones. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. Then when they had both submitted themselves to the will of Allah, and he had laid him prostrate on his forehead, or on the side of his forehead for slaughtering, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْيَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. And we called out to him then, O Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You have fulfilled the dream and the vision. Verily, إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Thus do we reward the good doers. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ. Verily, that indeed was a manifest trial. So, Allah said, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتِ. When he tested him with these commands, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Look at the praise Allah said about him, which he fulfilled. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. And this is the place of praise for Ibrahim, that he fulfilled them. And to the extent that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah rewarded him. this great reward when he said to him, verily I am going to make you إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا, a leader, prophet. لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا, an imam, this is general, for those who came after him, فِيمَنْ أَتَى بَعْدَهُ, فَإِنَّهُ صَارَ إِمَامًا, so he became an imam for those who came after Ibrahim. And وَمِنْ أَكْبَرِ الْأَئِمَّةِ, and from the greatest imams, بَلْ هُوَ أَكْبَرُ الْأَئِمَّةِ, rather he is the greatest imam from the offspring of Ibrahim, is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He is the imam of the pious. He is the imam of the prophets, although he was the last and final one. As this came very clear in the story of ascension, when we know that he prayed and led the prophets in the prayers, and our prophet is a follower of the faith of Ibrahim, which is the faith of Tawheed, the same pure monotheism. Listen to what Allah described him in Surah An-Nahl, which is 20 or 16, 123. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. Then we have inspired you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, saying, follow the religion of Ibrahim, حنيفة, Islamic Tawheed, purely to worship none but Allah. وما كان من المشركين, and he was not of the mushriks, the polytheists, the idolaters, the disbelievers. Imam, a leader to be followed. And this covers being followed in good or in evil. However, in this context of these verses, this refers to the leadership in goodness. If someone says, bring us a proof that imama, leadership, also may comprise leadership in evil, we say, this is evident in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 41, 28-41, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ, and we made them leaders inviting to the fire. There are leaders who invite to the fire, and on the day of resurrection they will not be helped. This is from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is the hadith reported in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan sayyi'a fa 'alayhi wizruha wa wizru man 'amila biha min ba'dihi min ghayri an yanqusa min awzarihim shay'." He who sets an evil precedent or precedent in Islam, then there is on him a burden of that, and the burden of him who acted upon it subsequently without any deduction from their burdens. Why? Because he is an imam to them. He is a leader to them. Then back to the verse. Ibrahim invokes Allah, saying, after Allah gave him this great reward of being an imam, قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Let's have the verse please again. Ibrahim said, and of my spring also to make leaders, meaning make leaders of my offspring, and it really means وَجْعَلْ ذُرِّيَّتِي كُلَّهُمْ أَئِمَّا, make all my offspring leaders, this is one, and it also could refer to particularization, meaning make some of them leaders. And the statement may mean either one. And irrespectively, whether it is to refer to the kind or to particularization, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that to him in a limited sense when he said, لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. قال لا ينال عهدي الظالمين. Allah said, my covenant includes not the ظالمين, the wrongdoers, the disobedient, the polytheists, the disbelievers. So anyone who is unjust to himself by committing shirk to Allah is not going to be a leader, a leader on goodness. From the benefits of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mention to mankind the test that with which Ibrahim was afflicted with. Why? The benefit is to take as an example, meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam. And from the benefits is the merit of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he is an imam. And from the benefits is the care of Ibrahim for his offspring. When he invoked Allah, he asked Allah to make them leaders. And this resembles to some extent the situation with Musa, with Moses alayhi salam, when he asked Allah to make Harun a sharer with him in proclaiming the message to Fir'aun. And from the benefits is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Ibrahim his request to have from his offspring leaders, however excluded anyone who may commit shirk. And from the benefits is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test some of his slaves by particular responsibilities and trials, as in the case of Ibrahim, for example. He also may, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may test some of his slaves with his universal decrees, like illness, shortage in wealth, or even increase in wealth, or in children, and the like. And from the benefits we learn is that one should invoke Allah for his offspring to be leaders on goodness and uprightness. Ibrahim did that, and In fact, he asked Allah to make from his offspring those who will establish the salah, the prayers, as in Surah Ibrahim 14:40. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. O my Lord, make me one who performs salah, and also from my offspring, our Lord, and accept my invocation. And from this, that the kafir, the disbeliever, the mushrik, does not deserve to be a leader. And that zulm, shirk, and disbelief leads its people to the lowest of levels, not to the top. Leads them to the lowest levels, either in this life or in the hereafter. This brings the end of this verse. And inshallah, on this verse, we will stop so that we have time for the other class, inshallah ta'ala. So we'll stop at this verse. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us from His mercy. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.